Get busy living or get busy dying. I remember I saw that headline one time. Some dude's dating profile. And it was funny because the dude was like wearing a samurai outfit. And it was just, I don't know, philosophical bomb. In addition to the fact that the dude was wearing a samurai outfit. But it's a true saying, I think. And some people might be offended by it. Because everybody seems so offended these days. Everybody seems to be so willing to get their panties in a bunch over imaginary things. But, yeah, it's May 23rd, Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. And it's a pretty soggy one here as of now. In the Northeast, yesterday was beautiful. We had some sun obscured a little bit, but it was overall a very beautiful day. Today, not so much. It's pretty soggy. But tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, should be nice. And, well, which brings me to the point of my message. Up here in the Northeast, I mean, I think anywhere in the United States, come summertime, people like to go out. Not everybody, but there are a segment of the population that enjoys the great outdoors, whether they go boating, fishing, camping, whatever, man. It's a good majority of people who enjoy living in this country, living in the States. That is their thing. That is what they like to do. And we look forward to this time of year so we can get outside and do these wonderful things. Now, you have each and every different state under its own version of lockdown. It has been nearly four months since I started since I started podcasting about this coronavirus crazy bullshit, right? I started in January, before it even hit the shores, before even people started freaking out about it. We are 4 months in, and you know what? It didn't kill nearly as many as they told us it will, and it didn't kill nearly as many as I personally thought it would have. You know, as a healthcare worker, former, current, present, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I jump in and out. Man, the anticipation of so much death was really overwhelming. It was so overwhelming, we had a governor only 2 months ago say that he was going to need 30,000 ventilators in our area alone. They brought in a submarine, a USS Comfort. They built 1,000 beds in the Javits Center. They did so many things to prepare for this massive influx, and you know what? We barely used any. USS Comfort went back, and none of those beds were occupied. But yet then, just recently, and I'm not keeping up with the news every day, I have shit to do. I actually had to work for a little while. Now I'm not working, but it's cool. I will be again soon. Either or. I fucking hate saying that word. Either or. Government of New York. The governor of New York. You know what? He overstated how much devastation. He overstated the need and the necessity for all of these beds and equipment. He locked us down. I don't know. I mean, they've been locking us down all across the states. But we've reached some absurd levels to the point where I'm hearing some states, Planned Parenthood's still open. They're still conducting abortions. I don't know how true this is. I don't know if it's happening in New York. It's just something that I just don't pay attention to. We have liquor stores open, but we have churches closed. Can we not congregate in the warehouses of Walmart and the supermarket? All this bullshit. They got everybody wearing masks, everybody doing whatever, 6 feet apart, putting up plastic at the post office, at the supermarket, everywhere you go, somebody's hiding behind plastic. This has gone on for at least 2 months, and we've achieved our goal. We have flattened the curve, as they said. We didn't even touch it. Maybe they could say it's all because of the shit that we did. Maybe not. Maybe this virus just turned out to be a big flop. And if it was such a big deal, if it was such a huge threat, why were they sending positive COVID patients into nursing homes? Shit. And apparently the governor here did that. 4,700 patients were put into nursing homes. Why? Why, if you're supposed to be protecting that population, why would you put positive patients in with negative patients? Doesn't make much sense, especially since we had all these additional beds waiting and ready for the COVID, the wave. Give me a fucking break. So now the beaches and parks will be open. And they're telling us that we can go out as long as we limit our groups to 10 people. And we have the option. We have the option of social distancing amongst the 10 people, or we have to wear masks. Now, what if these 10 people live together? And another thing, what basis does this madness have in science? Anybody would know that UVC light, sunlight, has virucidal properties. So how the fuck is that virus gonna live outside in broad daylight at the beach? The fuck out of here. Seriously, this is a level of stupidity they throw at us. And because everybody's mind is so twisted and subservient like a good little slave, they suck it up. Think logically. Whether or not there's going to be a second wave, there's nobody who's going to be able to stop it. All you little whiny bitches who don't want the churches to open and don't want people to go to the beach, here is your option. Stay the fuck home. And I've been telling you this since the beginning. The rest of us are going to live, thrive, and survive. You guys want to sit there and cower? More power to you. There is one thing that is guaranteed, and we are born into this world for one reason and one reason only, and that is to die. And there are people out there that are willing to do so in order to not lose their liberties. So suck it up. Suck it up. The rest of us are going to continue to live. This is Memorial Day, people. This is supposed to be a Memorial Day where our soldiers fought. The fucking irony. Our soldiers fought supposedly for the freedoms, our freedoms in the United States, which are being taken away. Your freedom of assembly, your freedom of religion, they're taking it right from you. And pretty soon, your freedom of choice, protection of your own body, they're going to try to take. You know, whatever side you're on, we're all going to be on the same side at the end of this little escapade. So go outside, live your life, stop living in fear. Because it's not going to stop what's coming. If you stay home, and bitch at other people for living their lives, it's not gonna stop what's coming. You can wish that the police lock us up, it's not gonna stop what's coming. So quit being a bitch, because sooner or later it's coming for you. Are you gonna stand up and face it, eye to eye, or are you gonna sit at home and cower? It's entirely up to you. That's a message to the slaves out there. Any of you slaves that have a problem with people congregating and enjoying their weekend with their families, their religious organizations, or just being out in public, enjoying the parks, enjoying the weather as they should, that is their right to do so. And fuck every single one of you who sit there and cry about it. Fuck you all.